And yeah, this is it. This is this list. It's the perfect list, actually. Okay, if you're about to have kids, I just heard Ryan there mentioning that somebody texted in to say that on his great advice that they decided to try to have children. So, if you're going for kids, have you got a list now of these are the things that we will never let our kids do? Have you had that conversation yet? Parents do. I can't remember having that conversation. I don't think we sort of, I think we just let it slip a bit, you know what I mean? I don't think we actually put down a defined list that this is what the kids will never do. But certainly at the start, we'd be going, well, they're not going to watch too much television. Yeah, fell by the wayside. Now, they're going to get to bed early, 7 o'clock every evening. Yeah, fell by the wayside. But if you've got a list, I'd love to know what you have on that list, okay? Or if you did a list, and now 2 years later, when the kids are 2 or 3 years of age, the list has just collapsed. Actually, I saw Benefit Street last night. Unbelievable. I don't know if you have watched this show. It's on Channel 4. And it's on this particular street where 99% of the people are on Benefit. And they're basically locked half of the day out of their mind on drugs. The houses are in bits. The street is in bits. And the kids are in bits. And they basically get away with absolutely anything. Now, there's where the entire list would just fall apart. If you've been watching Benefit Street, you'll know exactly what I mean. Some of the houses, there's one great house for, and it's a couple, and the place is the crap. The furniture's falling apart. There's dirty clothes all over the place. The kids are never dressed. The parents are smoking in the house. And there in the corner is the most amazing TV, which is even better than the one that I have. It's a huge Panasonic flat screen, about 50 inches, and they've got Sky Sports. It's amazing the priority sometimes, isn't it? Because, I mean, sports is very important. Anyway, what are those things? Here's the five things. This particular person put up a list on the internet. These are the five things that they said they would never let the kids do, and within a week or two, the kids were doing it. I will never, ever give the kids a soother. 2 weeks later, sucking away on it because it's the only way to keep them quiet or, well, you know, stop them crying in the middle of the night. Yeah. Of course, I will never, ever bring a baby into bed. 6 weeks later, baby's in bed and is there till they're about 10 years of age. I have heard stories of kids being 10 or 11 or 12 years of age and still being in the parental bed. Yeah, that's a bit scary, isn't it? Number three. I will never, ever, 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 ever let my kids watch too much TV. It's just so damaging for them. They can't. You know, no, no, no. A year later, they're watching Mickey Mouse at 5 a.m. in the morning while they're actually attaching sandwiches to their face. And it's going now while they're happy and they're learning how to cook. And I get another 2 hours in bed. I will never, ever, ever, ever bring the kids to one of those fast food restaurants. No, no, that's not going to happen. Never bring them to McDonald's. No. 3 years later, you go into their bedroom and they have the most complete collection of McDonald toys across the windows. And one more. Oh, no, that's five, isn't it? Yeah, that's it. Oh, no, I will never, ever. This is great. I'll never use bribery. We'll discuss it and we'll sit down and I'll go, no, no, you cannot do that because that's just wrong. 3 years down the line, listen, if you do that again, I'll tell you, but if you don't do it, I'll give you a fiver. Yeah, gone down. What's the list? Did you have that list in your head? Has it worked out? Hiya, Susan.
Hello, how are you?
Not too bad at all. Did you do a list up before you had kids?
No, not really. We had the kind of things in your head already, you know.
Yeah, yeah. And sort of what was in your head, that they won't watch too much TV, they'll eat five pieces of fruit every day and...
Yeah, and sleep in their own bed and, you know, the usual.
Yeah, yeah. What age is your son?
He's 2 since September.
Okay. And do you have trouble with him sleeping in his own bed?
He sleeps in his own bed until about 4 or 5 o'clock and then he's into our bed.
And is that every morning?
Yeah.
And is that the first kid or is there any other kids?
Oh, no, this is the one and only.
Is that a decision, the one and only?
No. Just having that way now at the moment.
Yeah, okay. And so what sort of rule, what way has he got around you?
Well, he won't go to bed unless he has €2 to put in his money box. So he's loaded.
He probably is. That's a clever little kid. And is that every night of the week, Monday to Sunday?
Yeah, every night. It was his father's fault. Bribed him one night to get him into bed. Like, he's very good, but He just said, don't get him into bed quicker. He gave him €1 or €2. And now every night he has to do it.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. The kids, they just bribery. We lose out eventually. The kids get it and they know exactly how to milk it. You know what I mean?
Oh, definitely. And now, the brown money is not acceptable.
Well, it has to be a coin.
Yeah, oh yeah. It can't be the 5 cent or 2 cent or 1 cent. It has to be €2 or €1.
I like the sound of that, young man. So why don't you, when he goes to bed then and goes to sleep, why don't you get into the money box and take a €2 out?
Oh, I'd say he knows. I'd say he knows how much is in there.
Okay, yes.
Yeah, so I know, but we had to get a second money box. The first one was full.
Yeah, now, what about a cost of living index? Like, if it goes up, he might come to you when he's three going, listen, ma, I'm three now, so I think it's €3.
I hope he doesn't do that.
And what would you do? Like, if you just broke it and said, you know, that's it, son, we are not doing this, you're just going to bed, what happens?
I know, he's actually all right. Like, he will go to bed, but he still kind of says, where's my €2, you know?
Right, okay.
So he has to get it, like.
Yeah, anything else? Have you bribed him over anything else?
Not really, no, not yet.
Yeah,
he's still only two.
I know, be careful, he'll make a fortune out of you. He'll make a fortune, yeah. Okay, oh, Susan, I like that. €2 and I go to bed, boom. Cha-ching. Thanks for that. Take care of yourself.
No bother. Bye.
See
bye.
You now. Bye-bye. Yeah, the kids on the street will have a cartel to fix the price. That's it. Yeah, it'll be price fixing. There'll be a monopoly as well, yeah. And the kids will be all talking in creche. You know, I can get €2. Well, I got a new one. What I do is I promise not to poo in the carpet. €5 I get. €5. Yeah, five? Wow, I've got to try that one. I've been doing that for ages and not getting paid. Yeah, they will. They'll come up with ideas. You got to be careful. Colm, I traded in my beloved Passat yesterday for a 7-seater mom mobile. Never thought I'd see the day. There is that, especially with guys as well. That's one thing you have to give up. You got that little sports car that just about the golf club sort of sit in. Now you got the twins. Yeah. Colm, I have never taken my kids to McDonald's. We go to our local takeaway. It's much nicer. How do you know if you've never gone to McDonald's? But their aunt has taken them to McDonald's on occasion. But guess what? They don't like it. All right, okay. My daughter doesn't like McDonald's, which I'm surprised by. It's a funny thing. I thought all kids just love McDonald's. But yeah, my daughter is not a big hitter when it comes to McDonald's at all. To add to the list, Xbox, the single most disruptive item in the house. It should be banned. Good luck with that one. I gave in to all of the above you were talking about with my 10-year-old who still comes out during the night to our bed. Oh, you got to stop that one. You got to stop that one. I mean, they'll be 21 and they'll be still going, oh, come on, man, your feet are really cold. Move over. Before our beautiful daughter was born, I swore I would never give in to any of those things. But night after night of sleep deprivation means I would do anything for a night's sleep. Soother, TV, sugar drinks, booze, everything. I put the booze in. And one on Facebook, if you want to get to us, the Colm Hayes Show Facebook page, somebody says, I had a 15-month-old child in our bed this morning at 6 a.m., sucking on his dummy, watching TV. Just needed to feed him McNuggets, and then I had the clean sweep. Yeah, go for it. What have you given in to? Where's the list falling apart? Noreen, how are you?
Hi, Colm, how are you?
Not too bad at all. We're doing this list of what you tried to have a list before the kids were born, did you?
Yeah, oh yeah. We have seven now, so.
You've what?
Seven.
Seven boys?
Five and two girls.
You've seven kids?
Yeah, yeah.
What age?
15 down to 15 months.
You obviously, was this a decision like when you started out with your partner? That
No. No, it just happened. It just came along.
They just knocked at the door.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Strays.
Yeah.
So you must have to have a whole heap of really strict rules, do you?
Oh God, yeah, but they're never upheld, I'm afraid.
No. Okay.
No. Yeah.
What was the big one?
We decided one Christmas, it's 3 years ago now, that we weren't going to get the lads an Xbox because they're mad into sports and stuff, so they're always gone doing, it's always sporty things. So about a week before Christmas, they were selling tickets for a raffle in school, and first prize was an Xbox.
Ah, brilliant.
So I said, okay, right, I bought a ticket off the Leds, and I said, right, put down your own name. So they didn't think, and a few days after, this strange car, because they normally walk home from school, pulls up outside. Oh, that was teacher bringing us home because we won the Xbox and we couldn't carry it home. I was like, oh my God.
Oh, so they won. Yeah. They won an Xbox. Are you sure they didn't rig the competition?
Sorry?
Are you sure they didn't rig the competition to win it?
I don't know, because they never win anything. So I was like, oh my God. So...
So is that it now? Is that it? You had to give in, and
we had no choice but to give in, so we couldn't.
Do you restrict them on time as to how much?
Yeah. Because there's one is in secondary school now, and the other guy is in fifth. So if you don't pull the plug, it'll be like zombies.
Yeah. And what about the bed? Do you have many of them in the bed?
No, nobody in the bed. Everybody has their own bed. That's it. Everybody in their own bed. Yeah.
And always like that.
Oh, always, yeah. That's one rule I did stick to now. Everybody in their own bed. Jesus, could you imagine 7 of us in the bed?
I'm just going to... This is the top 5 list, so let's see how you're doing. That's a good one. The bed is good. A soother. Did any of them take soothers?
Just the youngest baby, but he kind of threw it away there when he was about a year old. They didn't take a soother, any of the rest of them, no.
Do they watch too much TV?
Oh, yeah. Still do.
Yeah, of course they do, yeah.
Yeah.
What can you do?
Still do.
Okay, fast food.
Yeah. Not really, no. No, we kind of stick to our own, maybe on occasions, maybe. But, they're kind of not into it anyway, you know.
Well, in fairness, Nori, it'd be kind of really expensive, wouldn't it? 7
of
them.
Oh, God, yeah, it would.
I'd only be behind you at the drive-through. You'd be there for an hour.
An hour, yeah.
And one more. Did you ever, or do you use bribery on any of them?
All the time.
Yeah.
But it doesn't work. It doesn't work either, because, like, they're just one step. Like, take, for instance, the 7-year-old last night. Can I stay up for 5 more minutes, please?
Yeah.
And I said, okay, 5 more minutes. Okay, can I stay up for 10? And I said, no. And he goes, please, 10. And I go, well, all right, so 10. But 5 and 10 equals 15, so I can stay up for 15 minutes. So.
Oh, so he took the 5, then he took the 10, and he added them together.
Yeah, and he made 15 minutes out of it.
He's clever. And then if he was clever, what he can do is he can take those 15 minutes and sell 7 minutes of them back to you.
Oh, yeah, he was, yeah.
For a bag of chips.
Yeah, he would.
Clever guys.
Oh, yeah, you couldn't be up to them.
All right, Noreen, I like it. Yeah. 7. That's a tough house, but it's probably a fun house as well.
Oh, it's great fun. It's brilliant fun.
Of course
it is.
Great
crack, yeah.
Thanks for the call.
It's always fun. Thank you.
Thank you, Noreen. Good talking to you. 7. That's a lot, isn't it? Colin, my friend called her first child her little contraceptive, as she was always in bed between them. There is that, yeah. Isn't that it's a Muslim tradition that you keep constantly make your bed bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, because every child you have, they sleep in the bed. So they sleep, now when you get a chance to conceive the child, I'm not too sure, but they actually sleep in the bed. So the bed, you sort of add on bits to the bed all the time, and it's this huge family bed. Colin, we did none of those things and vowed we would never would until baby number 2 came along. Then it became a free-for-all, and since baby 3 it's now okay, so whatever gets us through the day, we don't care. John.
Hi, how's it going?
John, how are you?
not too bad. I wasn't expecting a call. But, you know,
yeah, well, listen, we need to talk to you.
it's partially my fault, I guess.
Your little girl is what, 4.5?
4.5.
And she has...
A white iPhone 4 and an iPad.
Okay.
There's no SIM card in the iPhone. I want to make that clear. There's no SIM card in the iPhone, but still, she can FaceTime me and stuff during the day.
Well, you FaceTime and WhatsApp and Snapchat. Yeah. Is she Snapchatting yet?
No. She hasn't figured it out yet. No, she's not. I'm dreading the day.
And on the iPad, what does she go on to?
Oh, Netflix. She watches her cartoon, Dinosaur Crazy, on Netflix.
Okay, yeah. Netflix. And can she surf the web?
It's limited. It's limited. We have a parental block on it. We have to. But I actually put a software on to bypass it so she couldn't get into stuff, and she bypassed it in half an hour.
Yeah.
I put a parental lock on it. She's cleverer than me.
Well, I mean, there are two ways to look at this. This is, you know, this is the technology that's around at the moment, and kids need to embrace it as an early age as possible. I believe. I think there's absolutely nothing wrong with it.
She's going to be a hacker, or you know, or a mad scientist again. She grows up, I imagine, one of the two. You know, that's where she's heading.
Well, the idea is, yeah, absolutely. It's just that they don't abuse it. Obviously, you don't want her on it 24 hours a day or whatever.
Oh, no. It's definitely the way forward as regards education, though, I think, you know. Yeah. But maybe it's a bit too much of 4.5. I've been troubling her for saying this on air.
I don't know. I think if they're... I mean, it's a toy, really, for them, isn't it? It's a toy.
It is. Well, it's educational. She learned about dinosaurs and... dinosaurs.
That's fine, dinosaur. You've got it covered. Funny dinosaurs, cartoon dinosaurs, real dinosaurs.
She actually loves Not the Mama dinosaurs from the early Jim Henson animations from years ago. Not the Mama. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
She's big into this one for some strange reason. Well, maybe that's not. I probably for a 4.5-year-old, but I mean, she likes it.
Okay, no. Well, there you go. 4.5 iPad and iPhone, and she's doing all right. No SIM card in the iPhone.
Not yet, hon. Just if she figures that out and then I'm going to be in trouble. Taking mine open.
Good talking to you, John.
Thanks.
Take care. See you then. Bye. I always promised myself that my child would never, ever drink fizzy drinks. But now that he started secondary school and has his own pocket money, he can buy them himself and seems to love them. Makes me wonder why I bothered. Did I just make him think that they were better than they were off for all those years? This parenting business is really quite tricky. It is, isn't it? The reality of having kids is so different to your aspirations. We all fall down. It's been called human. I have no regrets about any concessions I gave after the kids arrived. That's a good one. Yeah, it is, in fairness. I let my first child into the bed. Took 3 years to get her out. Didn't make the same mistake with my other two kids. And they were sleeping through the night at 5 weeks old. You live and learn. That's good. And there was one, this is the chap who was on saying that his daughter has an iPad. She's 4.5. Yeah, she has an iPad and a white iPhone without the SIM card. Some people are going, what the hell are you doing that for? Well, this will be going, fair play. Good way of embracing technology at a very early age. And just one text saying, oh, that's a joke giving a child as young as 4.5 those things. My son is 13 and still hasn't a phone, says Martin in Monaghan. I'd say, Martin, that's probably, your son being 13 is probably in the minority and not having a phone, in a mobile phone in modern Ireland at this day. You see kids now, really, 9 or 10, I think 10 is nearly the age, 10, 11, right?